This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 26th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening across Israel tonight, clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Cool breezes in Haifa, but still pleasant for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has declared Hezbollah's actions are undermining the ceasefire as strikes continue on both sides of the Lebanese border. This comes from earlier today. Also, The Times of Israel reveals that Israel has deployed Iron Dome systems and troops to the UAE during the Iran conflict. This is the first deployment of its kind outside Israel and the US, as reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, JNS reports that Iran's president has demanded the US lift its blockade before any talks can resume. This development unfolded in the past hour. Separately, Axios shares that the deployment of the Iron Dome to the UAE during the Iran war was previously undisclosed. This came in earlier reporting. And finally, from the Forward, we learn about a hidden bomb shelter beneath Tel Aviv's bus station. It serves as a refuge for those displaced by conflict. This was reported over the weekend. Here's what people are saying online. In Libya, the Muslim Brotherhood is reportedly disrupting reunification efforts. This comes from a post just minutes ago by a regional analyst. The All Caps show explores Lebanese perspectives on Israel, with Israeli Arab journalist Yosef Haddad joining the discussion. This was posted 20 minutes ago by an Israeli legal advocacy group. Additionally, the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs posted 23 minutes ago warning that Iran is close to a nuclear decision, emphasizing the complexity beyond just acquiring fissile material. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation on the Lebanese border, Ynet reports ongoing hostilities despite a declared ceasefire. Prime Minister Netanyahu accuses Hezbollah of violating agreements, escalating tensions further. This instability affects civilians, raising fears of a broader conflict. Turning to the UAE, where Israel's Iron Dome deployment marks a significant military collaboration. The Times of Israel highlights this unprecedented move, suggesting deepening ties between Israel and the UAE. This collaboration could reshape regional defense dynamics and alliances. Meanwhile, JNS details Iran's conditions for renewing dialogue with the US. Tehran's insistence on lifting the blockade emphasizes its strategic priorities. This stance could delay diplomatic resolutions and prolong regional tensions. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Israeli tech employees hold stock options valued at 150 billion nis. If exercised, these options could impact Israel's economy significantly, particularly in the tech sector. Separately, Walla Business discusses a nearly 18% price increase in basic regulated products over the last few years. This trend highlights inflationary pressures affecting everyday consumers in Israel. And finally, CTech examines the shift from software to hardware investments due to the AI boom. This transition is channeling funds into silicon technologies with potential long-term impacts on Israel's tech industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.